ृच्चराणमम्
देवीं
सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरे
Tat.
Yes. Matam.
Conclusion.
Samadhista. Remain fixed. Kamina. God is supreme. Samadhina.
Concentration of the mind.
Bhava.
Yourself.
Kopa.
Intermediate devastation.
Vikopesu.
In final devastation.
Nabhimuha yati.
Why never be ruled?
Sorry, you will never be ruled.
Gahijit.
Anything like complacence.
Translation is perfect by his divine grace.
They see what the divine grace on the forefront.
O Brahma, just follow this conclusion by fixed concentration of mind, and no quiet will disturb you,
neither in the partial nor in the final devastation.
Please speak. O Brahma,
just follow this conclusion
by fixed concentration of mind,
and no quiet will disturb you,
neither in the partial
nor in the final devastation.
As in the Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna summarized the whole text in four verses, namely Aham Sadashya, Prabhavada, etc. So the complete Srimad Bhagavatam has also been summarized in four verses, as Aham Vasani Bhagavad, etc. Thus, the secret purpose of the most important Bhagavad conclusion has been explained by the original speaker, Srimad Bhagavatam, who was also the initial speaker of the Bhagavad Gita, personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. There are many domains and non-devotee material languages that try to present false interpretations of the four verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Lord himself advised Ramaji not to be deviated from the fixed conclusion the Lord had taught him. The Lord was the teacher of the nucleus of Srimad Bhagavatam in four verses, and Brahma was the receiver of the knowledge. Misinterpretation of the word aham by the word jagra, jagra of the personage, should not disturb the minds of the strict followers of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the text of the personality of Godhead and his unworthy devotees, who also known as Bhagavatas. And any outsider should not have, any outsider should have no access to this confidential literature of spiritual service. But unfortunately, in personness, there is no relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sometimes tries to interpret Srimad Bhagavatam by his profound knowledge in grammar and dry speculation. Therefore, the Lord warns Brahma and through Brahma the future devotees of the world secret succession of Brahma, that one should never be misled by the conclusion of so-called commandments or by other men with a poor form of knowledge, but must always fix the mind properly by the Pandava system. No one should try to give a new interpretation by dint of mundane knowledge. And the first step, therefore, is the pursuance of the system of knowledge received by Brahma to approach a bona fide guru who is representative of the law following the Pramapara system. No one should try to squeeze out his own meaning by imperfect mundane knowledge. The guru or the bona fide spiritual master is competent to teach his disciple in the right path with reference to the context of all the authentic issues. He does not attempt to juggle words to rule the student. Bona fide spiritual master, by his personal activities, teaches the disciple the principles of devotional service. Without personal service, one will go on speculating, lacking persons and dry speculators, life after life, and will be unable to reach the final conclusion. By following the instructions of bona fide spiritual master, in conjunction with the principles of the Guru scriptures, the student will rise to the fame of complete knowledge. which can be exhibited by developing a detachment from the world of sense gratification. The mundane man is a surprise that one can detach himself from the world of sense gratification, and thus any attempt to be fixed in God realization appears to him to be mysticism. This detachment from the sensory world is called the Brahmanda stage of realization, the preliminary stage of transcendental devotional life, by Bhakti. The Brahmanda stage of life is also known as the Atmanam stage, in which one is fully self-satisfied and does not anger for the world of sensory life. This stage of full satisfaction is the proper situation for understanding and transcending the knowledge of the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.20 affirms this. Evam prasanna manaso. Thus, in the completely satisfied state of life, exhibited by full detachment from the world of sense enjoyment, as a result of performing emotional service, one can understand the signs of God in the liberated state. In this state of full satisfaction and detachment from the sensory world, one can know the mystery of the science of God, with all its confidential intricacies, and not by grammar or academic speculation. Because Brahma qualified himself as such a section, the Lord was pleased to disclose the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. This direct instruction by the Lord to any devotee who is detached from the world of sense gratification is possible as stated by the Gita 10.10. Te sam sata yuktam. Unto the devotees who are constantly engaged in the Lord's transcendental loving service, Priti Purvakam, the Lord, out of the course of mercy upon the devotee, gives direct instructions so that the devotee may make active progress on the path of turning on back to Godhead. One should not, therefore, try to understand these four verses of Srimad Bhagavatam by mental speculation, rather by direct perception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One is able to know what about his abode, Vaikuntha, as was seen and experienced by Brahmaji. Such Vaikuntha realization is possible by any devotee of the Lord situated in transcendental position as a result of devotional service. In the Gopaktapa Upanishad, Shruti, it is said, Gopa Vesame, Purusha. The Lord appeared before Brahma as a cowherd boy, that is, as the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. Govinda, who is later described by Brahmaji in his Brahma Samhita 5.29, Chaitanya Prabhu 7.2, Hope of the Church, Meditation. Brahmaji desires to worship the original personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, who resides in the topmost Vaikuntha planet known as the Loka Vrindavan. Where he is in the habit of keeping Swarupi cows as a cowboy boy, and where he is served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune, the gopis, with love and respect. Therefore, Lord Sri Krishna is the original form of the Supreme Lord. Krishna is too, by the one Swayam. This is also clear from this instruction. The Supreme Personality of God is Lord Krishna, and is not, but I am not directly in line or the Purusharthas, which are subsequent manifestations. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam means consciousness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the sound representation of the Lord as much as the Bhagavad Gita is. Thus, the conclusion is that Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of the Lord, in which the Lord and his abode are perfectly realized. Translation of Bhagavad Gita. Just follow the conclusion by a fixed concentration of the mind, no cloud, pride, and disturbance, neither in partial nor in final devastation. Hamre Vasan Deva Dhani Nandad Yat Sat Sakram Paskar Amyan Vijasya Yoga Sishka 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 These four verses are the Bhagavatam in a nutshell. They're considered to be the seed of the Bhagavatam, and also considered to be the cream of the Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna spoke these four verses to Lord Brahma when he was confused how to go forward in his spiritual life. It wasn't just a matter of wanting to create the universe, but he wanted to know how to do this without his pride of thinking I'm the creator. He wanted to know how he could remain in a humble situation of dust and dust. Thus, because his desire was so strong, that original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared before him and spoke the original Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam. Many times in these purpose of these four sutras, Prabhupada points out that one needs to be in line of Brahma to fully understand the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. So of course we are three other sampradayas which are bona fide sampradayas, and if one joins any sampradaya, one can safely cross over the material world and enter into the spiritual realm. But the destination will not be the same. The Brahma sampradaya has slowly evolved and developed to the point of giving pure Krishna prayer. And this is a special benediction of one who is able to come in contact with this particular sampradaya. One can actually understand the Srimad Bhagavatam as it is, as the direct incarnation of Radha Krishna. From that most topmost place, Radha Krishna. There are many Vaikuntha planets where the iron is their reflection, passing their time in the form of weapons, with unlimited numbers of devotees worshipping them. Then there is Ayodhya, where she sits around there, and a much more intimate mood of devotion is rendered by the devotees there. Above that, there is Dwapara Mathura, where Lord Krishna, Vasudeva, is present, and still much more intimate mood. And then there is Vrindavan Raja, which is manifested in many different ways in that Goloka planet. But in the very center of Vaishnava, there's Raja. The Mali Sovereign of Maharaj, Krishna Bhava, Rayana, Ramitabha Shaka, Sabor, all the cows, cows, all the wonderful places over them, Radha Kunda, Shama Kunda. These are situated in their original form. And this Bhagavatam comes from that place. And if one is in the form of Sampradaya, it is a Sampradaya which is connected to that place, then one can actually understand Bhagavatam as it is. If one thinks that one can simply study Bhagavatam and get various titles to be recognized by many people that he's known Bhagavatam, then this is an illusion. One can learn every sutra of Bhagavatam. 18,000 souls. And you may be surprised that there are people who have learned every sutra. It's like there are people who memorize every sutra of the Ramayana, which is similar. But if they have not come in contact with the right person, that Vaishnava, who is connected to the Brahma Sampradaya was connected to the Lord Sri Rupa Goswami, then they will not actually find the true essence of Bhagavatam. Prabhupada points out that they never understand omniversion. They never understand meaning with the heart. Speculators, of course, and the Mayavadis, they will take this to harm and try to change it and say it means the I in all of us, that we're all a single I, that we're all a one. But of course, we have no time for their conclusion. But even different devotees, as is shown by Śrīla Śrīla-Śrīla-Śrīla Goswami, in his Vihara Bhagavatam Gita, which is a natural commentary in this stream of bhagavatam. There are many levels of devotees, and each of them will understand how is Nāyam, Aham is Sīkara, Vāsudeva, Śrīmadā Bhagavatam. The understanding is not wrong. Wrong does not come into the subject. The understanding is not fully. Aham, Ujjvaraj. In that transcendental place of Vaisakha. If one can understand these four sloks, the three of Bhagavatam, then the whole Bhagavatam will be revealed. One can actually understand what the conclusion of Bhagavatam is, what the goal of Bhagavatam is. To worship that person, right? To enter into the eternal association of that person. To break free from the shining portals of the material universe. Shining portals. Is it possible to reflect something without this? No. It's not possible. Yet, somehow, in this material universe, there's a reflection of the spiritual world. In darkness. That reflection is coming in the form of a living entity who's trying to imitate what is going on in the spiritual world. Trying to be joyous. Trying to be Krishna. So what is that final conscience which is there in darkness? Ignorance. That is the blinding importance of darkness. And only when the torch light knowledge on the galaxy. Only when the torch light of knowledge is brought into that darkness is there any possibility of breaking free. Then maybe living entities will start to inquire, who am I? What is this universe? What is my position? Who is God? What is our relationship? And that person who brings that torch can answer all those questions. But just studying the answers will not take one back to Goloka. But if one can actually understand that yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, and that our constant true position of egos is to enter into his eternal service. If one can understand this point first and start lending service to those Vaishnavas who bring that to the child, then the knowledge will manifest in the heart. One will understand that he has to enter into a personal disciplined succession. Then there will be moving. If we cannot pass the knowledge of the spiritual realm, just like the holy name. So potent will destroy more sins than it's possible to commit. The Krishna praying will not be possible by just taking the holy name. But it must be received from the spiritual master. And those Vaishnavas who are connected to that place. Then the Bhaktivinoda Gita song. Then the devotion you can chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. With devotion, in the mood of service, in the mood of glorifying. Which we have received from our spiritual master, the Sangha Vaishnavas, by passing it on to others. Then one can enter into that topmost place. This is the key. To understand God, to understand the life of Krishna, to be able to enter into that realm of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service means to totally surrender oneself for the satisfaction of that person's senses. Wholesome.
Studying, not through imitating,
that mood is passed on from one to the other. And if one doesn't develop the mood which is exhibited there and brought down, then there will be no entrance. Srila Rupa Goswami has very nicely described all the steps in his Bhakti Rasamrita in the Nectar Devotion. But how to come to that stage? How to go deeper and deeper to the point that we actually follow in the footsteps of those gopis of Vrindavan, cowherd boys of Vrindavan, cows, trees. All of this is described in Bhagavatam. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami would chant the Bhagavatam in so many different meters. Each sloka. And each time he'd be in different pastimes. In the same sloka. Gadadhar Pandit, that original personality, Srimati Radharani, who, when she saw that Krishna wanted to taste her mood of devotion to him and take on her complexion, then she followed as a humble servant. From her, they then asked who used to hear Bhagavatam, Gadadhar Pandit, for hearing Navadvip and later in Jagannath. And he used to speak so sweetly that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be constantly shedding tears. It reached a point no longer for Gadadhar Pandit to read from Bhagavatam from that copy. Because everything was washed. His Bhagavatam is as unlimited as the wish. Manifests all of the pastimes of Krishna, sees all of the glories of Krishna. But this is not available unless one is actually blessed by a Vaishnava who really has that. And that is no problem for anyone who has come in contact with Krishna. Because our wonderful Sampradaya, Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and all of the other wonderful Vaishnavas and especially the Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. They have brought the essence, the cream of devotion to this world. One can even enter into the most intimate service of Bhagavan Krishna by their blessings. You have to get off the mental speculation platform, have to get off the intellectual platform, and have to actually start developing that mood of devotion as it becomes them. Prabhupada points out very clearly. The first step is that one loses all attraction from material nature. And from that vulnerable stage, one can actually start to understand what is devotion to our nature. What is devotion to the Gratiosis? What is devotion to the spiritual master was actually coming in that specific life. You have to give up this mentality which is the mood, the conditioned soul. Just wanting to take for my satisfaction. You must be careful not to bring that mentality into our spiritual. Can I just take knowledge from the Bhagavatam? Just take knowledge from the Vaishnavas.
It has to be reciprocated with service.
Then it will manifest. And how will we know this manifesting? Because no longer will we be thinking, in reference to me, but we'll be thinking, in reference to eternal service of our human mission. You want to understand the Bhagavatam? You want to study these four sutras very carefully. But not just to see the Bhagavatam, but the Supreme Bhagavatam. One can learn only the pastimes described in the 10th canto, but if it is not understood, these four souls, and you never actually understand the mood, how to relate to those pastimes. How to enter into those pastimes as the humble servant. So yes, one may be able to sit and describe very nicely all of the Astakaniya pastimes, many other pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But if there's no actual love for Radha and Krishna, no actual mood of service of a servant of a servant of a servant of a servant, then that will simply cover the heart. And one will enter into a different kind of illusion. Thinking that it is very important to grow so much. But one will not enter into gratitude, will not enter into the eternal service of the servants and servants of our age. That is a very great course of mercy of those Vaishnavas who will actually come to that place. At some point in our devotional life, we have to decide whether we simply want to act like a Vaishnava or whether we actually want to be a Vaishnava. At some point in our devotional service, we have to decide whether we're just going to follow blindly the activities of Siddhanta Bhakti, or we're actually going to change our consciousness and mood and actually engage in true devotional service. One has to advance into the eternal service. Yes, maybe it will just come and drop on our lap. Maybe somebody will just give an army PhD, so why bother studying at university? Maybe. Well, that may be, but it also may be that it doesn't happen, and we have to take birth after birth waiting for that. Instead of just getting down and starting to study. Then we will see that the cause of mercy is already here. Lama came, along with Nityananda and Dada, and distributed pure devotional service. And it's been continued. And it's still going. But not everyone was wise enough to join in that Gita. Not everyone was wise enough to understand. And this Kirtan was not different to the pastime which is going on in Raja and Vishnu pastimes. And yet, where it is next to impossible to enter those pastimes, it's next to impossible not to enter into the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if one has the slightest desire. And as that desire becomes more and more intense and becomes the dominant mood of the devotee, then that pastimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will manifest among the becoming souls in the eternal Sankirtan pastimes. And simultaneously, he had to enter into the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And it's all available from this Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to ask Sardar Pandit, when he said, what did he want to hear from Bhagavatam? It asked him to be the story of the Maharaj. It asked him to be the story of the Maharaj. He wanted to say, oh, please sing the 10th canto. Because the glory of the Lord, yes, it's with Bhagavatam, it's the service of the glories, which is described. The mood which is given, how to enter into eternal service. Deeper and deeper and deeper. Are there any questions or comments? Yes.
He's asking what?
Explain.
Explain.
Oh, that's what I did. Mental speculation and getting attached to our own intellectual conceptions means that we're meditating on ourselves. That I am the Lord of Krishna, I am the Lord of Krishna philosophy. It's putting ourselves. So as long as we put ourselves in the center, that's the position of the conditioned soul. But surrendering to the Vaishnavas and actually understanding, not the words, but the mood, the inner meaning of the words, then we can actually advance from that path. I've always wanted to think of the Vedas and Shlokas. Many people have. And today, unfortunately, they're not with us. We've gone back to Central Early, trying to enjoy the material world. It's not a mechanical process. Dress in a particular way, challenging mantras, not a mechanical process, but it's a spiritual process, a spontaneous process, which can only be done if one gets to know from the Vaishnava who is qualified in the Guru Dev. Of course, this question is totally unnecessary because you can't go to a university and just put forward your speculations and expect the professor or teacher to accept that. He's teaching a particular course and he expects students to respond accordingly. Yes.
Speak up.
catch the first line? Not so much that we should develop, as that we have to improve that movement, develop that movement from the Vaishnavas. We have to learn the movement how to perform that. Sadhana Bhakti, so that Sadhana Bhakti will attend to Prem Bhakti. How to elaborate on it, well, you reach Rupa Swami's next door instruction and it will elaborate what action in the verses. How to control the senses, how to associate with the Vaishnavas. This is the key. Association means to engage in service of Vaishnavas. Give gifts, prasad, and receive the same, to reveal one's mind, which means to reveal one's mood of understanding. And to be corrected by seeing the Vaishnava by their mood of understanding, so that our mood of understanding will come in line with our philosophical understanding. One may be able to quote the Shastra very nicely. But still, if the mood is not there, it will not affect the hearts of us. It will only affect the mind and the mood in the body. The body has some sort of vision. But the heart will not change. When the mood is there, the heart will change. So we saw it.
then you are nothing ridiculous. Giving and accepting the child, if the moon is not there, then nothing is there. Just another form of sense gratification, I should think. Yes, the taking of a child, moving the simple activities, destroy, but we get away from our present situation. We should pray more about this. Extending the gifts, the mood is not there. And what about that? And if the mood is not there and we give one's heart, and is not received by another person in the right mood, and reciprocated in the right mood, then we can end up destroying. So that's the three processes, progress. One has to be more and more careful to whom they associate in this way. Otherwise, sit down together and just start talking about your material remembrance. This will be the revealing of the mind and heart. Rather than actually revealing one's true difficulties in the platform of one's misunderstanding the mood of how to bring devotional service. And the other person actually being able to guide one, this is the proper mood. So Rupa Goswami went to all shastras and very carefully pointed out which aspects Siddhanta Bhakti needs to. Given that in the meditation. He chose those aspects which actually could bring about the change of the heart. But all the way through, all of these aspects have to be performed under the guidance of a Vaishnava. Otherwise, I think Vaishnava is said to chant and lead us on the dreams. But is the heart actually changing? Because it's not simply for heart changing, it's one who gets relief from distress. The symptom of heart changing means that one actually becomes blissful. Free from ignorance. Sometimes people can say, oh, free from distress is a form of happiness. It's not really happiness, just relief from distress. Changing the heart from natural bliss. Bliss can enter the heart when knowledge is received properly through the secret mind. That knowledge will destroy the ignorance and bliss will come about. Siddhanta Bhakti is not a given by Shankar Goswami in the canon. That's why it's called Bhakti Rasa Nidha Siddha. The ocean of Ras, the ocean of pure devotion. Yes, 3 days to the Goswami, it was just a dry and mechanical process, which could bring one to the Brahma of the Bhakti. But Rupa Goswami didn't come to the Brahma of the Bhakti. He came to give the mood of the service of our Krishna in Raja. Are there any more questions or comments?